This is USA News. I'm Julio Flores. 1 year ago, the annual March for Life protests against legal abortion took place in Washington amid a mood of undisguised triumph with a fresh conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Thousands of marchers braved bitterly cold weather to celebrate the seemingly inevitable fall of Roe v. Wade. Now, with the constitutional right to abortion no longer the rule of the land, the March for Life returns Friday with a new focus. Instead of concentrating their attention on the Supreme Court, the marchers plan to target the building directly across the street, the U.S. Capitol. Movement leaders say they plan to warn Congress against making any attempt to curtail the multiple anti-abortion laws imposed last year in a dozen different states. A Florida judge sanctioned former President Donald Trump and one of his attorneys Thursday, ordering him to pay nearly $1 million for filing what he said was a bogus lawsuit against Trump's 2016 rival, Hillary Clinton, and others. In a blistering filing, U.S. District Judge Donald M. Middlebrooks accused Trump of a pattern of abuse of the courts for filing frivolous lawsuits for political reasons, which he says undermines the rule of the law and amounts to obstruction of justice. Cam Shelton banked in a go-ahead runner with the 13 seconds left in Loyola Marymount. Snapped number 6 Gonzaga's 75-game home winning streak with a 68-67 victory on Thursday night. The home streak for the Bulldogs was tied with Long Beach State for the 8th longest in Division I history. Shelton scored 27 points to lead the Lions, who hadn't won in Spokane since 1991 and had lost 25 straight overall to the Zags. David Crosby, the brash rock musician who evolved from a babyface harmony singer with the Byrds to a mustached hippie superstar and an ongoing troubadour in Crosby, Stills and Nash, and sometimes Young, has died at 81. Several media outlets reported that on Thursday. The New York Times reported, based on a text message from Crosby's sister-in-law, that the musician died Wednesday night. This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The 6-piece towel set includes 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a 6-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the 6-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
President Biden says he has no regrets amid an ongoing investigation and mishandling of classified documents. He made the comments Thursday while touring recent storm damage in California. After documents from his time as vice president was found in his Delaware home in an office, Biden noted his team is fully cooperating with the Justice Department's probe. A special counsel has been appointed to oversee the inquiry. Biden says he's looking forward to it being resolved quickly. He adds, you're going to find there's nothing there. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is confident the U.S. will not be defaulting on its debt. His comment comes as the U.S. hit its debt ceiling today, prompting the Treasury Department to suspend new investments in some federal retiree funds. McConnell told reporters in Louisville, Kentucky, Congress will be coming to a resolution to raise the debt limit before the Treasury exhausts its extraordinary measures in June. He said the U.S. has never defaulted on its debt and never will. Republicans in the House have demanded spending cuts to lift the debt ceiling. Democrats in the White House want to raise the limit without conditions. The cinematographer who died on the set of Rust in New Mexico would be alive if it weren't for the errors of people like Alec Baldwin. That's according to the special prosecutor appointed to hear the case that has led to charges against Baldwin and Hannah Gutierrez Reed. They're being charged with 2 counts of involuntary manslaughter for the shooting that left Helena Hutchins dead in 2021. Andrea Reeve claimed the evidence clearly shows a pattern of criminal disregard for safety on the Rust film set. New York Congressman George Santos is taking to social media to deny 2 new allegations against him.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
I hate the struggle of tough, greasy messes on my stovetop. So I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
When I'm frustrated with stubborn bathtub soap scum, I just freak, wipe, and I'm done.
Mr. Clean Clean Freak delivers an innovative cleaning experience with a powerful, deep cleaning mist that starts working on contact to break down tough messes in seconds.
Just freak,
wipe,